Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, how are you? This is Cherie with Angel Coaches, and welcome to the show tonight. I'm getting ready to do a show on mind, body, spirit, and the connection, and its connection to being in the flow, or mind, body, spirit is the connection to being in the flow. And, you know, when I read that in the past, I was like, mind, body, spirit sounds great, right? Connection to the flow, but it just sounds like a Hallmark card, right? Do you guys agree, those who are listening now or who listen to it later? I think it does. So, on that note, by the way, I don't think I can take calls tonight. I'm going to be driving and talking on the show, and how cool is that, right? Only in this modern technology can you do that. So, anyway, like I said, mind, body, and spirit. How does that work, right? And connection in the flow. So, you know, I teach it now because I realize the importance of it. Does that make sense to you guys? Let me explain. Our spirit doesn't really need any help. It's not broken, right? Sometimes, I'm going to say this, I don't mean that we're broken, really broken, but we come here with lessons to learn, and we come here with lessons to teach. If you believe, like on the other, you know, over on the other side, before we ever get here, we plan the life we live and the lessons we want to learn. And on that note, what does that look like? I'll give you an example of somebody I talked today. Actually, she was in Europe, and isn't that cool? She's on a ship and is cruising. She teaches cooking and is a chef on the ship. I was like, I can't even cook, right? I was like, okay. But an amazing young lady, I appreciated her. And she was telling me, she goes, I want to know what my soul agreement is about, okay? So what is your soul agreement? Ties into the mind, body, spirit. As I said, I'm locking my door. How about that, right? Because I don't want to miss anything or keep my dog safe, right? And they'll keep my place safe when I'm gone. But what does that mean, the soul agreements in the mind, body, spirit? So when we come here, we forget really who we are. And we're all part, our children of God or part of God, however you want to say it. I always say it's like God is the great I am. He's like the ocean, or she's like the ocean, and we're like waves in that ocean, okay? And so what does that look like? That means that when we come here to the planet, we forget about everything about being part of God, about being in heaven land and planning this life out. What it looks like is that when we come back here, okay, and I'll use her as an example. She needed to learn her self-worth. She also needed to learn how to be, she had a hard challenge with men, and she had a lot of poor relationships because she felt like she was abandoned. Her dad lived when he was 13, did not help her, you know, help her financially or emotionally. He just walked away. That's a big thing for a 13-year-old. It's a big thing for a 16-year-old or a 2-year-old. It doesn't really matter. Believe it or not, the mind-body-spirit connection is that she chose this because her and her dad, that's her dad in this lifetime, I'm turning on my car, by the way, had many lifetimes where that was part of their karma, right? They had a big karma connection. And she told me, she said, you know, so, sorry, I've got music on too. She goes, it was so hard with my father. She said he was always so difficult to deal with, not with my sister, with me. She goes, and I've done past life regressions, and I understand the karmic connection. And so we're karmic soulmates in this lifetime. And remember this, karma is not only about love relationships. Karma is about any relationship that is challenging in this lifetime, or any lifetime. But we're in this lifetime, so we'll talk about that. I hope that makes sense. So... She says, I needed to learn my self-worth in this lifetime. She's 49. And she said, and I also needed to realize that, you know, my dad's my dad, and forgiving him. And sometimes forgiveness is a journey. It's not a destination, right? Maybe it is. But that's how I really see it, because there's layers and layers and layers of things. And so she said, in every relationship I've had, it feels like it's been a relationship where it's ended up really bad, where the men have really abused me. Emotionally or physically. And it's like, okay. And she said, so I've had to learn my self-worth and not allow that anymore. And I said, great. And she said, and I, so, you know, you look at it from this point, it's like she's got this spirit that says, hey, I want to heal this part of me. I want to heal that karma bond that with these, with this person that I'm going to call my dad in this lifetime. And then, you know, so her mind's coming into this lifetime, forgetting everything about that, you know, the soul agreement that they had to, for him to do that with her and her to do that with him. And the other men that have been her soulmates have been karmic, and they mirrored into her what she needed to look at in herself, which is her self-worth. And then she also looked at, you know, about not being treated like that again, right? So, you know, and it took time. And she says, I knew that I was really connected, had a lot of intuition. She goes, but I was so hurt and angry over my father. And what we do is we choose these relationships that we want to heal. And remember, every relationship for you, for any of us, for you meaning any of us, is about that relationship can be a way for us to look at what we like about ourselves, okay? Because, you know, think about the man or the woman that you're with. That person's in your life, and you see things that you like about yourself, and you also see things that you don't like, right? And you can say, well, I'm a victim here, or you can say, no, I'm not a victim, and I'm a strong soul, and, you know, and I chose this for a reason. So then you can sit there and say, okay, my spirit's good. Okay, my mind I'm working on and healing this stuff, and it's affecting my body, right? So she said to me today, she goes, you know, it's affecting my body. She goes, I feel all over the map. I feel like I'm a mess. And she said, I also feel like that, you know, she said that I don't have any strength or energy left. And I go, well, I get it. And, you know, I said, so what you want to do is you want to have that connection between your mind and your body and your spirit too as well. And I go, she says, how do you do that? And it's called being in the flow. When you really get that and realize your self-worth, and realize that, you know what, you're not less than your body will come into, how to say this, your body will recognize that and listen, you know, because your mind can tell your heart and your body that you're not good enough, right? Your body meaning, and your feelings and your emotions, and you can get that, you know, it's like, I love running, right? I just got back from running a little while ago. And I'm out there running, and I go, okay, I can run faster, but you know, that took a while for me to do that, right? You know, I've been running for a few years now. And she says, I can't run anymore, for instance. You know, maybe she can't do something again, or she holds on to that anger and her heart's hurting or her stomach's hurting. You know, she was telling me that. And so when she started letting that go, then everything started, you know, looking up for her with her back, her heart, her emotions. You know, and that kind of thing. So it's, you know, what you tell your mind, what your mind tells your body, what your mind tells your heart, it will eventually do that, right? Let me give you an example of that. I have a client that had pancreatitis. And I'm going to use examples because, you know, I can talk in theory all day long, but if I can give you examples, it's better. And anyway, she had pancreatitis. She's in the hospital, right? And she says, I'm going to get better. I'm going to honor my body. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to take care of my diabetes. She's a type 2 diabetic, and I'm going to take care of this pancreatitis, and I'm going to take care of my blood pressure. Well, she got out, and she started doing that, right? And, you know, her husband called me today. They're really big into real estate and very, very financially well-to-do. And she's over there doing deals in, and she forgot all her supplements and she forgot everything. And she's been over there 4 or 5 days longer than she was supposed to be. And I said, you've got another opportunity here to take care of your body. If you don't, it's going to recover fast. The next time you may not be so lucky, right? And one of her soul's lessons is self-worth. It's also about listening, to her heavenly guidance. She calls God, doesn't matter what you call that, it's your higher part of yourself, you know, whatever, the angels. And she says, I'm going to listen and I'm going to take care of myself. And she's not consistent with it, right? And I told her today, I said, I'm going to share this with you. I said, your mind and your body are connected, and so is your spirit. But if you're not listening to your mind and saying, your mind saying, okay, we need to stop now. We need to slow down. And your body's saying, yeah, I need some help here. I need to slow down. But I said, you're sloppy with your body. And if you treated your business deals like you treat your body, you know, you wouldn't get things done. And I said, I'm telling you this. We talked about it. You needed to get this deal done before you moved on to the next one. I said, it's too much. And she says, I get it. You know, she goes, I understand. I said, so, you know, do that or not do that. That's up to you. I'm just supposed to give you this message, right? So that's what I am. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant, just so you know, what does that mean at the end of the day? I'm extremely psychic. Most of us are. It's like a muscle. You got to work it. Meditation is one way. Eating right is another way to take care of the body and the mind. I don't know how you guys are. I love chocolate, right? But if I eat it every day, forget it, right? I'm not connected, and I'm not in the flow. And my mind and my body are on two separate total planes. My body's suffering. My mind is like in a coma because I'm not eating right. And eating right really affects, how, you know, being in the flow, connecting that mind, body, and spirit. Well, let me tell you, this is such a cool story because it has a happy ending, I believe. So there's a gentleman that at my gym, and he's 42 years old, and he was on top of his game with his business, you know, making tons of money, right? Having a big presence, you know, in his industry, and people were following him and all this. Well, the dude had a stroke, right? So now his nurse was telling me this. He wears sunglasses because his eyes were messed up, and hopefully they'll go back to normal. Saw him where he couldn't do hardly anything, couldn't hardly walk, and now he's walking not 100% the way he should, but it's better. And so, you know, he doesn't talk yet because he's getting his speech back and all that. 42. And she says that he was on top of his game, putting deals together, you know, not thinking about anything but about how big he was in business. And that's okay, but you've got to have like a gratitude part of yourself. I'm so grateful for this. And you also got to honor that body. I'm taking care of my body, and that's so important too. So anyway, she said that he was doing all this stuff and, you know, on top of his game in business, but not on top of his game taking care of his spiritual life, right? And we'll talk about that. So she said he had a stroke, 42 years old, and now he's not on top of his game. He's not anything in business. He's got some things, right? And other people are watching it, but he's not up every morning doing that. He's not up every morning taking care of himself, or taking care of his business. He has a nurse now that's helping him. He'll come back. I really believe that. He's already made so much, you know, better. He's making so much progress now. But I talked to everybody because there's a great story there, and his nurse is telling me that, you know what, he's going to come back, but he's learned a huge lesson, right? And my other friend, client, is she going to come back? Well, she's weaving in pain earlier today because her stomach was hurting. She says, I'm getting my pancreatitis is coming back. I said, you remember what I told you? This is a message from your angel saying, hey, don't do that again. You're coming back 100%, but you've got to take care of your body. You've got to take care of your mind, right? Taking care of your mind is nutrition. Taking care of your body is nutrition, okay? Physical nutrition, physical exercise, having balance in your life, and being in the flow, you know? And that's just the way it is, you guys. And then the spiritual part of you, broken in our mind with the lessons we're learning, you know, we're not really broken, you know, we're all part of God, right? But we got to realize that, and we can do it in this lifetime or the next, and we're going to have a long, beautiful lifetime living our bliss, being our bliss, and enjoying our bliss, okay? That's something, I'm living my bliss, and living my bliss means helping others live theirs, and it's on my Instagram, on Angel Coaches, being a fit couple, being your bliss. That's also, I've got that Instagram account. So anyway, on that note, these people are, you know, and I'm telling you about three people. It's important to do all these things. And so, you know, I have a friend of mine that healed herself of, she healed herself of bipolar. She also healed herself of epilepsy. She was having 50 seizures a day, and you guys have heard me talk about her before. And she came into this life with this, you know what I mean, with this. And she actually was having 50 seizures a day. They had to take her kids away. And she's, and, you know, not because she's a bad parent, but she was literally in a coma. And she said, she tells me the story. She goes, you know what? I really wasn't in a coma. I was in this place where they were, the angels and God were talking to me, and they were telling me that I was going to be better and that I was going to be a great naturopath doctor. And she said, I started moving my thumb, my finger, one thumb at a time. We only have one thumb, right? So, and she goes, and now I'm back. And she goes, but I honor myself every day. I take care of my body by eating right, eating appropriately, having a great nutrition program. And she said, I also, she goes, I also exercise. I also live my bliss. And by the way, that is part of your mind too, is finding your bliss and living it. If you're not working in what you want to do, then at least do something that gives you a lot of joy. Because if you're not, you're existing and not really living. And how fun is that, right? So, you know, I can talk all day about that, and I have, you know. And you're saying, Tari, how can I live my bliss? Well, you got to know what it is. Most people have an idea what they're here to do, okay, or what they love to do, right? You know, some people love to do business, right? And to them, it's like being a great artist, you know what I mean? Some people like to do spiritual work. That's what I like to do. And some, you know, spiritual work, everything is spiritual. But coach and teach people about how to build their intuition, how to live their life of bliss, how to take care of themselves, because I just started a nutrition part of my business too as well. I realize how important that is. I've had great experiences taking care of my body, right? It allows me, I'm so grateful for my health, and that's important. So I'm giving you all these examples about people, right? So how do you get in the flow? Taking care of your spirit, which is already whole. Your mind and your body are as well, but you got to realize it. So one of the things that you do is meditation, right? And, you know, when you're meditating, you're not having worry about, have you ever had financial worry, how you're going to pay something, how you're going to do something, how you're going to be something? Have you ever had, like, oh, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And or I hate going home because I don't want to be with my mate. Has that ever happened? Or do you ever have those thoughts? I get it, right? So, you know, when you do that, you're not living your bliss, right? You're not being in the flow. You don't have the mind-body-spirit connection. You can have it, right? And I'm not saying that it's not there. Of course, it always is there. All you have to do is put that intention out to connect that so you can have the best possible life ever. And so one of the things that I do every morning is called Daily Rituals, and I have a show or a podcast about that that you can go back and listen to. I think it was on the second or the third. I don't even remember. But it's excuse me, here. I know all our shows, Blog Talk shows, are on actually on iTunes. So isn't that cool? And Google Plus or whatever. So I'm not, you know, technology is not my strength. So you can do that, you know, like the mind body spirit connection. What you can do is, in the morning, I do daily rituals. Check it out. And I'm probably going to do something with that daily anyway. About tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up early, which I do every morning, and do my daily rituals and also give an angelic message from the angels. So you listen in. It will probably be between 7 and 8. I haven't made up my mind yet. And so what I do every morning, part of my daily rituals, is I write down my goals in the morning, and I write them before I go to bed. I will write down my goals tonight. And one of them is, I am, you know, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I am making lots of money, I am living my bliss, being my bliss, and doing my bliss. You know, I am branding Tari Abbott and Angel Coaches. You know, I go through these whole things. I'm creating a beautiful home inside and out that is not only spacious and has a jacuzzi and a whatever, but also has a, is nice and spacious. I think I said that. So, on that note, I'm doing that, right? And I also, this is something I've added, right? I am doing one act of random kindness a day, one act or more, random kindness a day, right? So, and I do, right? I was like, show me who I can help. Show me what, you know, how to fulfill that promise I made to God and myself this morning, right? And last night. So, and then I also say, I am you know, these are things that I want to, the money that I want to make, because I want to make a great deal of money, but this is what I want to do to help the society, to help, you know, to give back. I'm creating an organization to help people live their bliss, find their bliss, and do their bliss, right? And that is one of my goals, right? And then I'm also helping rescue animals, like Hope for Paws, the dodo, you know, because I love them and I give money to them. I love animals, right? And we've got to help them. We've got to be their voice, you know? And so that's something that I do. And then the other thing I say is I'm helping kids with cancer, especially DPIG. I've seen 3 kids die with that, and it has a 0% cure rate or survival rate. I mean, you get it, you die, and it's a horrible way to go. And the last one died, I think, I don't mean to sound so caustic about it, but it was a little girl who was 5 years old, just turned 5 in May, and she was diagnosed in February of this past year. She died August or July 30th. And, you know, and how did she die? She died because there is a 0 cure rate. And then, you know, but, you know, one of the things I think that her mom and her had a sole agreement on is, like, really drawing attention, not only her, but other kids with cancer like this or you know, because cancer is terrible in anyone. So that's something that I really have a strong feeling about, you know what I mean? And animals, dogs, I love little dogs. I've got 2 of them myself, right? I love cats. I love, you know, wild animals. I just love them all. And, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, they're part of our who we are and how we live. And they give back in different ways. So that's my thing. And one random act of kindness a day. If you're doing stuff like that and meditating and you're putting that, you know, like I said, I read my goals in the morning and I read my goals in the evening before I go to bed. I'm so excited about doing the show. Because I hope it helps people, and I know it's helping me. Thank you for allowing me to talk on the show. But one of the things that I feel is that when I do something like that, you know, I feel like that I'm being tied. It connects me to my mind, my body, and spirit, and I can dream bigger, right? You know, I can help more, do more than one act of random kindness a day, and that's what I'd like to do, right? What I find, you know, yesterday I gave somebody some money. I was at the stop sign, and this lady walks up. She had really bad teeth, and bless her heart, she just looked, you know, her shoes, she had paper in them, like, because they didn't fit her, and I was like, oh, and she walked by me, and I said, hey, I gave her some money, and, you know, she was so grateful. I'm so grateful that I can do that, you know, and I'm going to cry when I think about that. So that's something there. You know, meditation, and then that will put you in the flow. Did you know that in facing your fears, that will put you in the flow? Did you know that I was afraid? You know, I extended my taxes until yesterday, right? They had to be in by yesterday. So I got them done. It was amazing that I got them done. I was so afraid I was going to make a mistake. I was like, screw it. I'm just going to do it, right? And because usually I get somebody to do it, and I did it myself, right? I just want to make sure that I could do it. And I did. So facing that fear helped me, you know. So it's when you do something that you're afraid to do, when you read your goals, and when you give back, that puts you in the flow. That puts you in the mind-body-spirit connection. When you take care of your body, you know, and honor it, right? When you take care of your heart and honor that, care of your spirit with meditation and your mind with personal development. Like for me, I listen right now. I'm listening to Grant Cardone, the 10X rule. It's amazing. And, you know, you can go on YouTube and pick out stuff like about kids, about being the best version of yourself. And that's important. I mean, I am trying to be, I am the best version of myself. That is what I say to myself every day. I am the best version of myself. Isn't that cool? And I am the best version of myself, for my sweetheart, and most of all for God. And God is helping me do that. As I am asking God for help to do that. So I'm trying to remember how I write it, right? Because every day I change it up a little bit. So that's something that I do, and it puts me in the flow. But, you know, what does the flow look like? Well, the flow looks like that, you know, I'm getting ready to be in a house that is just amazing and beautiful, that has everything I just told you. hopefully we're in there by December 31st or January 2nd, right? So anywhere from those 2 days. Isn't that cool? And then the other thing is that I wanted to get something that's quite a bit of money, and I'm doing it, right? I was like, okay, I just went and checked it out, and that's what I'm doing. And then the other thing is that I'm getting so many ideas about my business, about Angel Coaches and myself and how I can expand it. But it's not only about me, you know, having prosperity for myself, but how can I give back to others, right? So I gave you three things that I do with the dodo and the rescue animals, with helping having an organization that, you know, or that helps people find their bliss, be their bliss, and do their bliss, right? And also kids with cancer, that's something. And one random act of kindness. You know, I had to start somewhere, and that's what I did. I started with, you know, figuring out what I could do to give back. And I'm enjoying my business. Man, I'm enjoying talking to people. But you, one thing that will put you in the flow is never chasing money. You know, chase your opportunity, chase your bliss, be your bliss. But in the money, I promise, will chase you. I promise, because that's what happens. And you get excited to be in the morning, to live in the morning, to figure it out. I know what it's like to be without. I'll tell you something. I've had to rebuild my life, in the past couple of years. And I did, and I have, and I continue to do. But right before I moved in this home that I'm living in now, I'm at home, and I had let a lot of my clients go. I go, I need to have clients that are really willing to do the work and make changes, because that's what I'm doing, right? So I did that. Little did I know, and it's funny. I was like, yeah, the biggest changes that came to me is like, I go, wow, I'm really struggling financially. And then I heard and I saw this angel, such a tiny little angel, but so magnificent with the words that she said. She said, this is beautiful. So I'm going to cry. Sorry. She said, and this is about a little over a year ago. She says to me, she goes, it's a new beginning for you. And I'm looking back at her and I go, really? I said, and I'm kind of asleep, kind of half awake. And I said, really? Yesterday looks like today. And they both look like yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I said, what's changing? She goes, you'll understand. And she goes, you're not going to fail. You know, because I don't know how you guys are, but it's like, you know, you have expenses and you got to pay them, right? Or you want to pay them, and that's the right thing to do. But I know that chasing money is not the thing to do. It just isn't. And taking care of your mind, personal development, meditation, and putting your goals down, right? Reading them every night and every morning. That's what Grant Cardone says. That's what Marianne Williamson says. That's what Tony Robbins, there's that guy, I can't remember what his name is. I think he's Russian, whatever. I can't remember his name. But anyway, I've listened to him all. Lisa Nichols, she's amazing. Guys, listen to her. I love her. And then taking care of those little animals of mine. You know, I love them. And then three things I'm grateful for every morning that I say before I get started. And let's see, what did I say this morning? This morning I said, I'm grateful for my vision, my spiritual and my physical vision. I am grateful for my health, and I'm grateful for my dogs. And I added an extra one, and I said, I am so grateful for this business that I have coming in. It feels like it's not business, it's just living my bliss. And I said, I'm grateful for living my bliss too. So, you know, I hope that helps you. I hope that gives you some ideas how you can be in the flow, mind, body, and spirit. Because instead of it just sounding like a Hallmark card, you know, mind, body, and spirit sounds beautiful, doesn't it? But when you really, really sink your teeth into it, your spiritual teeth into it, and you take it and you own it, man, miracles really happen. So I hope that makes sense to you. I really do. You guys have been so nice to listen to me babble on like I'm babbling, and I appreciate it more than you know. I don't think I'm babbling. I think I'm speaking the truth here, and I have such passion about it. And I've met some wonderful souls along my journey. I'm sure you have too as well. So here's the deal. If you want to talk to me, I'm doing yearly readings. And why yearly reading? You can find out what's going on in your career, your love life, your relationships with your family, your children, your fiance, your husband, your wife, you know, whatever, you know. And by the way, my father wanted to get married, and I said, Dad, you're going to get married this year. And you know what? Thursday's getting married. Isn't that cool? Anyway, he says, I found He says, I found a woman that I adore. I said, Dad, I'm so happy for you. And I know my mother is too. She's on the other side. She's happy for him. And, you know, because on the other side, all there is joy, really. And so if my yearly readings, they last about an hour. And if you want one, please call me, because I'll tell you something right now. You want to know what's, if he's going to propose, if you're going to have a baby, if you're you got a grandbaby coming, if you got a new home. If, you know, if your kids, what's going on with them, and you can share with them, and love life, relationship life, career, did I say that? Business, is it time to start a new business? I'll give you that and what angels are working with you, because you're never alone. I promise you that. And I always, and there are challenges, but there's, you know, there's fears that you face. That's what challenges are. I got my taxes done myself. And I asked a friend of mine who's a CPA, I had called her 3 times yesterday to say, okay. And what I did learn is never wait till the last minute, which I did, because I was afraid. So yearly readings, please call me if you want to do that. And they're fun. We'll record them. They're magical. And it'll show you, and you'll find out from your angels, because everybody has them, what messages you have. Instagram, please look me up on Instagram. You can hit me up on Facebook, but Facebook is going through some challenges right now with some things. And so I'm wishing happy birthday to people, but I'm really staying off of it for now, okay, because I love Facebook. It's connected people and everything, but I know that there's been some stuff going on with it, with Facebook. So I'm going to leave that alone. But Instagram, Angel Coaches, Being a Fit Couple. If you want to see my guy, he's a sweetheart. I love him. And Being a Fit Couple, also Living Your Being Your Bliss. That's one of my Facebook accounts. Make it, Believe It Will Happen. That's cool too as well. That's about the law of attraction. You know, what they say, what your mind can believe, you can make it happen or conceive. Is that right? Anyway, I don't know. But hit me up there. You just want a regular session with me. I'm a great coach. I really am. And because I don't talk from theory, I talk about rolling my sleeves up and getting in there with you and helping you figure it out, okay? And because I've done that myself. And man, I love people. I love helping them. And I'm excited about Angel Coaches and what we're doing. And I've got some brand new coaches that are coming online, and you'll just love them. I got a lady that's like Mother Nature. She's a mother, an angel herself, and her sweetheart are. That's a whole nother story. Email me, Teree, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E, at angelcoaches.org, or call me 954-636-9401. 954-636-9401. I believe you can find my information somewhere on this website, on Blog Talk. What else was I going to say? Facebook. Well, look me up on Facebook, but look me up on Instagram. Angel Coaches, Being a Fit Couple, Being Your Bliss, Believe It Will Happen. I mean, I've got about 4 or 5 accounts there, so you can find me. But I'm always doing something, and I've got a great nutrition program, you guys, that'll give you energy, help you lose weight, help you be strong, help you build muscle. Actually, this nutrition program I'll tell you about that. I got to get more information about that. So anyway, but it works. I'm a better runner, and I got more energy and strength. I get up at 5 or 6 in the morning, and I still have energy right now. So anyway, that being said, have a wonderful night and or wonderful day if you're getting this in the morning. And I'm probably going to come on about 8 o'clock tomorrow, do my daily rituals, and you can hear me. You want to join with me? You surely can. And I stand in front of the mirror and say it. So my guy, he like listens to me. He's so sweet. He does them with me. And you can do it with me, or you can listen to me and get a better idea. And if that appeals to you, but it will help you so tremendously. Anyway, now that I've been talking forever, I'm going to let you go. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.